Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, it's still Denny time. After continuous delays due to lightning, the NASCAR Cup Series finally got underway at Homestead Miami Speedway on Sunday night. And when it was all said and done, it was Denny Hamlin getting his third win of the season. Now, Hamlin, who has 40 victories in his Cup career, was asked after the race in a post-media Zoom session, is this a championship or bust year? AKA, if he doesn't win the championship, is this a failure of a year?
No, I don't believe that at all. I think a championship nowadays is won in one race. It's not a big picture of your whole season. Last season was a great season for us. I would have a season like that every year. I would take that. So won six races. We're halfway there already. Should have won Bristol. I don't know how many times I got to say that. Stupid driver. You know, I just want to keep winning. That's all I care about is just keep winning. And then almost like any other sport, you just want to win the last game of the season. And we'll keep going until we win the last one.
Following Hamlin was Chase Elliott finishing in second. Ryan Blaney third. Fantastic run for Tyler Reddick in fourth. And a strong and much needed fifth place finish for Eric Amarola. Number two. Hamlin, LaJoy, beef. Throughout the week, Hamlin and Corey LaJoy have been going back and forth on Twitter. Now, at first, it seemed like harmless messing around fun, but then it got a little personal. So which one is it? Personal or harmless fun? Well, Hamlin dove into this topic in detail after the race.
We had some discussions, and I think that we both took some things personal. I should say we were both pretty sensitive to what the other one were saying. You know, I know Corey enough, and like I said to him, to mess with him. Like I only mess with the people I like. Like I don't mess with the people I don't like. And I think, you know, he was sensitive to what I was saying, and then you know, made some remarks that were pretty sensitive to me. I understand his stance, and he understood mine, and that mine was that to win the races that I've won, I didn't have the best car every time. I still have to go out and beat, you know, probably some of the best drivers in history that drive for Joe Gibbs Racing and Stuart Haas and Hendrick and Penske. Like, no one gave me anything. My parents had nothing, like nothing. And I got here the old-fashioned way. And so anytime you feel like, you know, anyone says, hey, if I had what you had, I could do that, it's offensive. You know, it's a little offensive because you know personally how hard you worked to get there. So, you know, I took offense to it, and he took offense to the things that I said. So I understand it was a miss, you know, just kind of a two guys that were talking about some sensitive subjects, and I think we're okay now.
Number three, plenty of races at Homestead. Now, before the Cup race, there was three other races taking place at Homestead Miami Speedway this weekend. Two of them on Saturday and one right before the Cup race on Sunday. On the Saturday slate of racing, they started out with the NASCAR Xfinity race with the 10th race of their season. Noah Gregson led 83 of the 167 laps, but with two laps to go from a Ryan Sieg spin, a green-white checkered flag appeared, aka NASCAR overtime. That set up pit stops in which Noah Gregson and Dale Earnhardt Jr. were battling for the win. When they were battling, however, Harrison Burton and Austin Cindric took advantage, with Burton getting the job done and scoring his second win of the season and of his career. Like I said, Cindric, who battled with Burton, finished in second, Gregson third, Anthony Alfredo in a fantastic run in fourth, and Dale Jr. in his one and only start of the season, finishing in the fifth spot. In the second race of the evening, it was the trucks putting on their performance at Homestead Miami Speedway, and you can't even stop him even if he has a penalty in which he has to go through pit road. Yes, Kyle Busch went from the back, even with a pit road penalty, to lead 82 of the 134 laps and get the victory for the fifth race of the Truck Series season. Busch led twice, like I said, for 82 laps en route to the victory. Tyler Ankrum finished in second, Ross Chastain finished in third, Chase Elliott fourth, and Johnny Sauter rounding out the top five. Next up for the trucks, they'll take 1 week off, and they'll be right back at it for another race at Pocono Raceway in 2 weeks' time. On the Sunday slate of races, the first one was the Xfinity Series as the Contender Boats 250 was run at Homestead. And like Saturday's race, a green-white checkered finish after Austin Cindric this time cut a tire in turn four, spinning out to cause the GWC. With that being said, Noah Gregson had a shot, but once again, like Saturday, he gave it up at the very restart. Chase Briscoe, though, he pulled away and got the victory and held off Brandon Jones to get the fifth victory of his Xfinity Series career. On the dash for cash, it was between AJ Allmendinger, Noah Gregson, Daniel Hemric, and Justin Haley. Allmendinger passed Gregson at the very last moment to get the cash, get the 100 grand, and get a top five. Not bad for a day's work in Miami. Next up for them, it's Dega, baby. Talladega will be hosting the NASCAR Xfinity Series 5:30 p.m. Eastern. You can catch that race right after the ARCA Menards Series, both of those on Fox Sports 1. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. Like always, I am Brian Nolan. You can follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, at the Brian Nolan. And for all the latest on the recaps of all the Homestead races, check out FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, and continue to social distance.